The glowing easel. Maya loved exploring the attic studio. It was her favorite place in the whole house. Sunlight streamed through the dusty windows, illuminating swirling motes of paint dust. Old canvases leaned against the walls, their surfaces scarred with colorful memories. Bottles of paint in every shade imaginable lined the shelves. But the most curious thing was an easel tucked away in the corner. This easel wasn't like the others. It had an odd, almost magical quality. Sometimes when the moon was full, Maya swore she could see it faintly glowing. She often wondered about the stories it held, the pictures it longed to create. She dreamt that one day she would paint something extraordinary on it, something that would fill the attic with even more wonder. Today felt like the day to start, as she had a strong feeling of inspiration. A dragon appears. Maya dipped her brush into a vibrant shade of green. She began to paint, her imagination running wild. A tiny dragon, no bigger than her hand, began to take shape on the canvas. She carefully painted its shimmering scales, its bright, curious eyes, and its delicate, almost see-through wings. Hours flew by as she lost herself in her work. Finally, as the sun began to set, she stepped back to admire her creation. She named him Flick. Exhausted but happy, Maya laid down to sleep, forgetting all about the painting. When she woke up the next morning, something tickled her nose. She opened her eyes and gasped. There, curled up on her pillow, was Flick. He blinked his bright green eyes and yawned, a tiny puff of smoke escaping his nostrils. Maya couldn't believe her eyes. Her painting had come to life. The vanishing colors Flick stretched his wings and hopped onto Maya's shoulder. He nuzzled her cheek, his scales feeling cool and smooth against her skin. "Good morning," Maya whispered, still in disbelief. Suddenly, Flick chirped in alarm and pointed a tiny claw at the easel. Maya followed his gaze and gasped. The colors on all the canvases were fading. The vibrant hues were turning dull and gray, like the life was being sucked out of them. "What's happening?" she cried, panic rising in her chest. Flick tilted his head as if trying to understand, then pointed at a nearly finished painting of a lush green forest. The trees were losing their leaves, the vibrant grass turning brown. Maya realized what was happening. The magic that brought Flick to life was draining the color from her other paintings. Seeking the rainbow root, Maya knew she had to find a way to stop the colors from fading. She grabbed a notebook and started brainstorming. Flick perched on her head, offering encouraging chirps. They realized the easel was the source of the magic, and Maya remembered an old folk tale her grandmother told her about a rainbow root rumored to grow deep within the Whispering Woods. This root was said to contain all the colors of the world. Maybe, just maybe, it could restore the magic to her paintings. "We need to find the rainbow root," Maya declared, her eyes shining with determination. Flick puffed out his chest and nodded, ready for an adventure. They packed a small backpack with snacks, water, and a map of the Whispering Woods, and set off on their quest. The Whispering Woods. The Whispering Woods was a magical place. Sunlight dappled through the leaves, creating shifting patterns of light and shadow on the forest floor. Strange, wonderful flowers bloomed in every color imaginable, except, curiously, on all of Maya's paintings coming to life. The air hummed with the sound of unseen creatures. Maya and Flick followed the winding path, the map clutched tightly in Maya's hand. As they walked deeper into the woods, the trees seemed to whisper secrets. Flick suddenly darted ahead, his wings fluttering excitedly. He stopped in front of a gnarled old tree, its roots twisted and tangled like ancient fingers. Hidden beneath the roots, glowing with a soft, multicolored light, was the rainbow root. But guarding the root was a grumpy-looking gnome with a long beard and a pointy hat. He was not happy to see them. "Restoring the colors." The gnome, whose name was Grug, grumbled, You can't have the rainbow root. It's for the forest. Maya explained about the fading colors and how her paintings were losing their magic. Grug remained unconvinced. He challenged Maya to a painting contest. If she could paint something that captured the true spirit of the Whispering Woods, he would let her have the root. Maya took out her paints and began to work. She painted the dappled sunlight, the whispering trees, the colorful flowers, and even Grug himself in all his grumpy glory. She poured her heart and soul into the painting. When she was finished, Grug stared at the painting in amazement. He saw the magic of the woods reflected in her work. He smiled, a rare sight indeed. He handed Maya the rainbow root. Back in the attic, Maya carefully touched each of her faded paintings with the root. The colors returned, brighter and more vibrant than before. The attic studio was filled with life and magic once more. Flick chirped happily, nuzzling Maya's cheek. They had saved the colors and learned a valuable lesson about the power of creativity and kindness.